This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station and Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you very much for what you are doing to keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs here in the country and around the world, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us by going to Facebook and go click on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button there and then jump in the chat room just like a whole bunch of people have done and are in there right now conversing with us. All right, joining us from FoundersCo.com, FoundersCo.com is Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Joe Biden has come out and rendered his opinion about DACA. He says he's going to make DACA permanent. Now, there's a problem with that, isn't there?
Executive orders are not law. And a president can't make law. Which is why this executive order that Obama signed on DACA went to the Supreme Court to start with. That's the premise of the argument yesterday. So you have to go through Congress. They have to make law. And we know that, you know, the House can do one thing, but the Senate's going to do something else. So, I mean, it's kind of a ridiculous statement that Biden made.
Well, he was having a bad day in the cellar, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, you have some first-hand knowledge about this because you have a son that lives there. Fed up police are suffering from the blue flu, and it's just getting contagious in various parts of the country. But in Atlanta, it's worse than it is anywhere because of all of this stuff that's just gone down with the police officers that have been arrested and are currently, both of them, sitting in jail.
Well, yeah, there are certain pockets of Atlanta that prior to all of this, going back, you know, years even, police had a tough time even responding to 911 calls unless there were at least two shots fired. Happen to know that from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, Atlanta was becoming a situation in certain areas of the city, very much like other, you know, major cities, Chicago, you know, St. Louis, that you have to almost prioritize your 911 calls. So now we have a very different situation here, which means it's exponentially worse. The Atlanta PD is saying that they're responding to 911 calls, but their response time is either selective, meaning that they're not going to come unless it's maybe two or three shots fired, or it's going to take much longer because of this blue flu. So the mayor panicked. She reached out to other jurisdictions in the state, and the other jurisdictions in the state went, not only no, but heck no, we're not coming. I mean, who would want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So the only option they had was to bring in Georgia State Patrol. So they brought in a number, and we don't know what that number is, Georgia State Patrol. But what is the stipulation was, you cannot drive Georgia State Patrol cars. They have to be in Atlanta PD cars because they want to show that Atlanta PD cars are on the street. So if a guy gets out of an Atlanta PD car...
In a trooper uniform.
He's in a trooper uniform.
Now,
that's where we are.
Now, today is Juneteenth, and Senator John Cornyn yesterday, the Republican from Texas, senior senator there, said that he wants to make Juneteenth into a national holiday. Now, many businesses, many banks, and the Detroit auto plants are shut down today over the Juneteenth ceremonies that are going on, and there are ceremonies going on. So what say you? Is this going to become a national holiday now?
Well, you have to go through Congress in order for that to happen. It has to be declared as such. You just can't go out there and announce it. If you want to unofficially do it as some kind of liberation or emancipation day, okay, fine. I mean, Texas has had it as an unofficial holiday, since for a long time. So... Uh-huh.
3 days ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma, people started lining up, pitching pup tents, the whole nine yards, to wait for the big rally coming up Saturday in Tulsa. And they've got several thousand people there, maybe as many as 10 to 20,000 people expected to be there by the end of the day, lined up, ready to go in.
I'm a little disappointed because... at one point that they knew that they had around 800,000. Now they're apparently up over 1 million.
Right.
Which is kind of... So have it at the airport and have it outside.
Sure. Right. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon. I would have had it in the football stadium if I could have done it. That's where I would have put it. 30,000 inside plus in the seats, that is. And then, of course, you'd have the stands, the field, and then outside. But that's just me. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature for a while. I used to take it about 2 years ago. I took it for about 6 months, and I stopped taking it, and I'm sorry I did because I forgot how good it was for me, because I never get enough fruits and vegetables, never, and I don't know who does. So I'm able to take these little capsules, these little fruits and veggie capsules, and I get plenty, plenty of my fruits and vegetables requirement every day. And as a result, I get a little bit more pep in my step. I don't feel tired at certain times. I'm not eating in the middle of the night like I used to hit the candy machine and whatnot. And if you're not eating enough the right kind of foods and you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a great deal for you. All you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com. And while you're there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com, the product code RESULT, to save 35% on your order. They got a lot of different things there, but I do take the fruits and veggie capsules. Now, you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And always make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Well, we talked about Juneteenth. This is probably going to become a national holiday. But now we're going to move on to something else. yesterday, some very disturbing numbers, which is nationwide. Now, this is not just here in our state or wherever. This is nationwide across the country. Across the country, nursing homes have represented more than one in four COVID-19 deaths. That's 25% of all the deaths have come from nursing homes.
Yeah, and I think in certain places it's actually higher than that.
That's right, like New York.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are we going to do, Coach?
Well, I mean, you know, it comes down to the mayors and it comes down to the, you know, the state departments of health. It comes down to the governors. You know, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's just such common sense that it's not being practiced. But you know, it's dereliction of duty, and it, I mean, the facts are there, so that's the first thing that you protect, the most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And they were doing that in Florida, by the way. Ron DeSantis had it right down here in Florida. He got the priorities early on in the right area. Otherwise, we would have had some sort of catastrophe down here.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's good. Now, Facebook removed a President Trump campaign ad about far-left groups saying that it showed a hate group's symbol. I saw the ad, and I didn't see the symbol. Did you?
Yeah, well, it was a Nazi symbol. I did not see it, but I also don't know who ran the ad. I don't know if it was a political action committee. I don't know what, you know, I don't know who ran the ad. I only saw the headline, so I didn't bother with it.
Well, I didn't see the symbol, so that's what bothered me about that one. By the way, a FEMA contractor made some tiny soda tubes to go in the COVID tests, and we come to find out that these tubes that were supposed to be sterile weren't, and that could help create some fake positives on some of these tests because he didn't, the contractor didn't do what they were supposed to do to begin with.
Okay.
Wonderful, huh? I wonder how much that cost us.
You know, the stupidness is systemic. If you want to talk about something that's systemic, it's stupidness. And it, yeah, I don't even know where to go with it. I mean, it's almost not shocking anymore, is it?
No. You almost expect it, and I hate to say that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the president yesterday, after having some high-level talks, I believe it was Secretary of State Pompeo, had some high-level talks with a Chinese representative.
Oh.
We are talking about cutting ties with Beijing. Or he did, the president did.
Well, officially, we're not going to do that. That's just kind of a political shot across the bow. I think that we have to, whatever we do when it comes to Beijing, we're going to have some other countries along with us. We're going to have to hold hands with some other countries. And I think that we have a handful of countries, that are doing that. But the other thing that was pretty amazing was Pompeo's tweet last night. Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm.
He was referring to John Bolton. He came right out in a tweet and said he's a traitor.
Wow. Well, they know those two guys.
That's a big wow.
Those two guys know each other, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Bolton's been around for, you know, 30 years. I mean, so, I just can't figure out why he did this. I just can't figure it out.
Money, it must be. I don't know. But anyway.
He doesn't need it.
No, but, well, maybe attention. I don't know. Who knows? Now, what did you think about Nancy Pelosi ordering the removal of the portraits of the ex-House speakers who had served in the Confederacy? The ironic thing about it is all of them were Democrats.
Well, she removed three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that, you know, if we want to fight back here, then we ought to, you know, put a White House petition up, get 200,000 signatures or 100,000, whatever the number is, and have hers removed. And have hers removed because she is a supporter of late-term abortions. Mm-hmm.
That'd be an interesting turnaround.
Yes.
Right. Well, you're in charge. I know the petition you're talking about. Get the link, get it started, and send me the link, and we'll get it going.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, any of them. But, mm-hmm. you know, but... Her, you know, as speaker, her portrait's up there. Let's have it removed.
Now, we heard from Amy Klobuchar last night, who said that she was withdrawing her name from consideration to be the VP candidate. She told Joe Biden that, in her opinion, she needed a minority. And the very next person to pop in was Senator Kamala Harris, who said she would be honored to be Biden's VP.
Of course. She was all along.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be the choice. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking she is. Good luck with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, Stacey Abrams, his campaign never contacted her. So, I mean, it was the media that injected her name in the mix. Her name was never in the mix.
Right. Yeah, and I just saw the thing pop up on a TV screen over my shoulder here for a whole bunch of women that were there, and I saw that Atlanta mayor was still in the mix.
Yeah, she's not.
Okay. Things are getting better, and you deserve a break today at the Golden Arches. 260,000 people are about to be added to the payroll at McDonald's. Oh, boy. Because they're going to open the inside restaurants again.
Well, they're going to probably have to have masks.
Yeah, especially if they're going to be in St. Peter, Tampa. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, but all of Key West, I think Key West said that they're going to be required until 2021.
That's right.
California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
California, that came out with that edict yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Country's upside down and backwards. Numbers are getting better, and we're going to more dramatic stuff here. Unbelievable. By the way, the House and Nancy Pelosi and company rolled out a plan for a $1.5 trillion job creating infrastructure plan. Is it the one like the shovel ready jobs we heard about before?
Yep.
Well, they're not.
They ain't going.
They're not shovel ready until they get the environmental impact thing study done. That's, geez, unbelievable. All right. And then the jobless claims are still cruising along, but they're not that bad. They're staying low anyway for what it was to begin with, 1.5 million amidst the second wave of layoffs. But there's more people going back to work.
Yeah. This is a deal where, you know, Trump is working diligently to, get this economy to where it needs to be. And it's a Herculean task. Because of, all the, like in Seattle. I mean, what are these people supposed to do? They're still not open.
They're going to Nevada. I saw a guy get interviewed. He says, I'm moving my business to Nevada. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the stuff she's got over there. And you'll know what she knows. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's plan to dismantle DACA. USA's Chris Barnes has reaction from Washington.
DACA, the Obama-era policy that's shielded over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the High Court's Democratic appointees in the 5-4 ruling to uphold the program. This DACA recipient, Jesus Contreras, is now a paramedic in Houston.
A lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst, so I'm relieved.
He was speaking on MSNBC. President Trump tweeted, "The ruling is a shotgun blast in the face of Republicans and conservatives." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street was mixed. The Dow down 40, the Nasdaq up 32, the S&P up 2. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by your National Aviation Academy, the home of aviation maintenance tech training extraordinaire. But before I get started, I got to tell everybody about a breaking story coming out of New Orleans. We've had a massive hotel fire, a six-alarm blaze in hotel fire in the French Quarter, in the Quarterhouse Hotel. Now, two firefighters have been injured. One firefighter was inside the building attempting to put the fire out, and was overcome by smoke while going up the stairwell, and he had to be rescued. Another firefighter was injured also indoors during interior fire attack. The building appears to be a loss. The roof is caved in. I just saw a picture of it on television, but my thoughts and prayers go out to the firefighters that were hurt. I hope they're okay, and to the brothers in New Orleans, we're with you. We're with you on that one. All righty, now, let's take a look at what's going on here, military-wise. Every Army senior leader will become an active recruiter to try to net 10,000 new soldiers. Now, Army recruiters and senior service leaders want to recruit 10,000 new soldiers during a three-day push between June 30th and July 2nd. The service said that yesterday. We'll see how that works out. And it's a good time to be Army strong, huh? Now, the 3rd Cavalry Regiment
on Fort Hood, Texas, is conducting its own investigation into allegations that PFC Vanessa Gillen, 20, faced sexual harassment from a sergeant prior to her April 22nd disappearance, according to a Texas congresswoman lobbying for answers right now. Now, that has not been proven. It's been just tossed out there by this congressional representative. And by the way, as soldiers deploy amid the pandemic, they're fighting two battles right now. Now, Edward Brown has always found a way to deal with his husband's policy, military policy in the past. But the most recent felt different because instead of the endless parade of family visits and last-minute errands, Brown and Staff Sergeant James Clyde were holed up inside their Fayetteville, North Carolina apartment watching Netflix and making TikTok videos as they were waiting to deploy amidst the pandemic. They're still there. By the way, the Navy, the aircraft carrier Truman, back in Norfolk after the extended deployment they were on, welcome home. The aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman finally returned to the Naval Station in Norfolk, wrapping up its third overseas deployment in the past 4 years, and they were on a long one this time. They were kept out there. And the first F-35C pilots ever graduated from Top Gun. Two of the F-35C pilots are the first naval aviators to graduate from the Top Gun course flying the fifth-generation Joint Strike Fighter. By the way, Boeing has delivered the first set of the souped-up FA-18EF Block 3 Super Hornets to the Navy for test flights. And the destroyer USS Porter began its transit into the Black Sea today, the third time this year a Navy ship has patrolled there. Now, a pair of B-52H Stratofortresses, they're, of course, the big bombers we have, flew from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Europe to help support the Baltic Operations Maritime Exercise. That was interesting. Anytime you get those up in the air. And something for the ladies. The Air Force recently awarded a contract to begin production of body armor specifically designed for women as part of a service-wide push for inclusion and better gear suited for the female airmen. Also, days after a T-38 Talon crash claimed the life of his 23-year-old son on November 21st, 2019, Don Wilkie headed to the Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma to complete the devastating task of claiming his child's body. But apparently, after the fatal jet crash, the pilots got blamed for doing a maneuver that was banned by the Air Force to begin with that caused the aircraft to crash. So, I don't know what the maneuver was, and they're not saying, but one can only assume. Now, and thanks for Eric for sending me this. A Marine Raider died this week during a training accident at the U.S. Army's basic airborne course in Fort Benning, Georgia. He got that from the Marine Forces Special Operations Command. And the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Berger, my son's commanding officer, and he works for him on the staff, dismisses the current Marine and Navy plans for amphibious ships as being obsolete, and worries that in any conflict, China could replace damaged ships much faster than the U.S. in a draft operating concept obtained by the Marines. They've intercepted information that tells them how fast they can actually get things done when they have to. By the way, some 250 Oklahoma Army National Guard soldiers are being activated to help provide security during President Donald Trump's campaign rally Saturday in Tulsa. There may be need to be more activated, but so far it's 250. We'll keep our eyes on that one. And the COVID-19 pandemic and related restrictions have moved much of the Space and Missile Systems Center, their work, to the online area. But the Space Force still met major milestones on new systems virtually, even though they weren't able to do it outside. They did it inside on the computer. And federal inspectors have closely monitored the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and many are concerned about their agency's ability to keep employees, both essential and those returning to the office, safe from the potential spread of the COVID-19. Well, so far it's working, so don't stop what you're doing. And the Senate Ethics Committee found no evidence of wrongdoing by Republican Kelly Loeffler of Georgia after investigating stock trades she made weeks before the coronavirus caused markets to plunge. Now, we're talking about the senator who is up for re-election. She was appointed, and now she has to be elected to a term. And by the way, running against a pretty tough candidate, Georgia congressman. And we'll see how that works out. That'll be a race to watch, too, by the way. And a former Army UH-60 Black Hawk pilot and Senate Armed Services Committee member, Tammy Duckworth, told the Army's top official this week that she wanted to know who is responsible for the use of low-flying helicopters that were done to suppress the crowds of protesters in Washington, D.C. Who was it that ordered that? She wants to know. By the way, President Trump unveiled a plan, a big broad strategy to prevent veteran suicides. I read part of that to you in the last hour. An epidemic that's remained stubbornly persistent over the past three administrations. Hopefully they can get rid of that now. Hopefully. Also, the U.S. State Department has cleared a potential sale to Ukraine of 16 Mark VI patrol boats and other gear worth $600 million. We'll see how soon they get that. And the Ukraine is getting more than $60 million worth of weapons and other equipment going to the Ukraine as part of the U.S. security and program of the country. The U.S. Embassy made that announcement yesterday over in the Ukraine. And Indian defense companies now may have lost some $3 billion in potential revenue during March, because the nationwide lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic caused them to lose that amount of money. And while at least two of six competitors have dropped out, the Army says it will have plenty of 30-millimeter turret operations to choose from as it starts testing again this fall. And with that, I hear the music in my ear. And when we come back, we will have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Phoenix Ordnance. Now, if you are interested in getting a deal and going to an auction where pistols, rifles, ammunition, safes, accessories, and even the fixtures inside their gun store location have to go because they're getting ready for their moving sale and auction at Phoenix Ordnance this Saturday. It'll be June the 20th starting at 10 a.m. They'd rather sell it than have to move it. So here's your chance to go get some of those pistols, rifles, ammunition, safes, accessories. The sale starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. You can register to bid at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And you can also go over today all day long and check out the merchandise they've got up for auction. Now, Phoenix Ordnance is located at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park between Park Boulevard and U.S. 19. And again, the auction will start Saturday at 10 a.m. Registration starts at 9. And you can check out the merchandise all day long today. It's the Phoenix Ordnance Moving Sale and Auction. See you there, 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. All right, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Happy Juneteenth, Mr. Chris.
Oh, that's right, it is the 19th. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, and I'm just watching the observances. I haven't really seen anything take place yet, but I'm sure there'll be lots going on. But the thing of it is today's the 19th, tomorrow's the 20th, right?
Yeah.
And tomorrow, the 20th, the president is going to have this big old rally in Tulsa, and we already know there are 10, 15,000 people camped out and have been for 2 or 3 days, some of them, right there in front of the arena so they can get the first seats in.
Yeah, I heard that there was requests. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard there was requests upwards of 100,000 or something like that, or that people wanted to go.
No. It's over a million. Over a million.
Oh, wow.
Over a million. And what they did was what these campaigns do, and this is smart, I suppose, they get all that information, they harvest the information, and then they got those names that they can canvass.
That's amazing. There's that many people. And how many people in total are going to be in altogether? You said 50?
I said 50 or 60 because it'll be about 20,000 on the inside, maybe, and then everybody else will have to be on the outside. I believe it'll be 50 or 60,000.
And they're going to have people on the outside as well.
Yeah, the speakers.
That's amazing. It really is.
The only thing is had it been me, I believe I would have had it at the airport outdoors in a hangar, you know, like he's done in a couple other places.
Yeah, I would have even thought maybe a football stadium might be a good place too somewhere.
Yeah, they had the stadium there, but for some reason they couldn't get in it. Don't ask me why.
Liability, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. But anyway, and again, unfazed by the virus, unfazed by the protests, the front row Joes are being called, are already lined up for the Trump rally. And then again, with the Juneteenth going on today, many businesses, many banks, the Detroit Auto Assembly plants have stopped their assembly this day, if you will. And Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, is proposing making this a national holiday, Juneteenth.
Yeah, various different states are looking to do that as well. So, we'll see what's going to happen. I know certain businesses are going to be on it. And obviously, a lot of them are doing it right now based upon just what's happening in society. A lot of virtue signaling going on. So a lot of businesses are doing that. I guess we'll see whatever makes anybody happy, I guess.
Do you have stock in McDonald's?
Yes, I do.
260,000 people are about to be hired as they reopen their restaurants on the inside again.
That's great. I mean, I hope they can hire people there. It'd be difficult to find. You know, I've been talking about this with small business owners. You should be reaching out right now to a lot of kids that are in high school to work for the summer. It's going to be hard because the unemployment rules to find workers because of the $600 a week. But to get kids that are, out of summertime, need a job over the summer, that's where I would be looking.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, what would you say if I told you there was a FEMA contractor who was contracted to make tiny soda tubes, which are used in the COVID tests for the when they do the little, swab thing? And they used non-sterile test tubes, which created a bunch of false positives.
I haven't heard about this one yet. I do know that there's certain tests haven't worked out well at all. I know there's one antibody test that was a complete bust. So I'm not sure. I mean, everybody is right now is getting their underwear in a bunch, the proverbial underwear in a bunch over these increased numbers in places like Arizona, Texas, Florida, and I forget where else the numbers are coming up. And all it is just because you're increasing testing. People are getting this disease. They've had it for a long time. And, you see this, and one of the best things about these numbers is the fact that it's showing the average age of the people that are contracting it are younger, meaning that there's much less likely to be hospitalized, much less likely to have any real effects from the disease. So you're doing a very good job in keeping it away from people that are at risk is what you want to do. But the idea that you think that this disease is just going to stop, it's not. We don't even know if it's going to go away. It can be more of an endemic situation than anything else. And that's, it's, again, the media doesn't cover it properly, and it's unfortunate.
And folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. And make sure you catch his weekend show all across the country on many of these same stations you're listening to me on right now. The House rolled out, and I'm wondering if these are shovel-ready jobs, the House rolled out a $1.5 trillion job-creating infrastructure plan, which, of course, includes some of the bridges and some of the roads and all that. But, again, there's no such thing as shovel-ready because they all have to have environmental impact studies before they can do anything.
And not to mention there's going to be other things as well. I think it's a very bad idea. Our overall budget this year is going to be more money spent than in the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War One, and World War Two combined. It's gotten to the point of insanity here. You know, you're talking $10 trillion. Once our budget hits 51% of our GDP, that's never happened before. I don't know how we pull back from something like that. It's getting to the point where it's frightening. It really is.
Well, the jobless claims are staying above 1.5 million amidst what they're calling the second wave of layoffs, but they haven't really jacked out of sight, so they're maintaining a lower addition, if you will, and some people are going back to work, but not all of them because of that $600 a week stuff. If they're going to collect that, they've actually got to be unemployed for a while, don't they?
Yeah, listen, you know, the whole, as far as unemployment is concerned, a lot of the Democrats right now, they want to push to extend the $600 a week past.
That's what I heard.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't. You've got to get people back to work. Small businesses out there need their workers. In particular, construction. Construction was looking to boom, but it's not booming like it should simply because the construction companies can't get workers.
Yeah. Very much so. Now, the other thing is Tesla is going to start building a plant outside California because they are moving their plant. Question is, are they going to Oklahoma or are they going to Texas? You got any info on that?
I'm not sure exactly. But I tell you one thing is that more and more businesses are going to be looking to the south as far as moving not only their headquarters, but also their workers and giving them the option to work elsewhere rather than in high, very expensive areas. But those areas are coming down now because people are on their way out, but you don't have to pay state taxes. You have other issues as well that make it more beneficial, and that trend is going to continue.
Well, you do in Oklahoma. You got income taxes there and all that stuff. You don't in Texas.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's much lower than it is in other areas.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And finally, nursing homes all across the country represented more than one in four COVID-19 deaths. That's a 25% death rate. But in your state of New York, it was higher than that.
I'm sorry, the death rate was what for what? I'm sorry?
For the death rate, one in four, 25%. At the nursing homes.
Oh, at the nursing homes. Yeah, well, geez. That was one of the most completely mismanaged things I've ever heard of in my entire life. An absolute disaster.
All righty. We will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay out of trouble.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there and check him out. So there you go. Be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.